Today on the Bill Kelly Show on AM 900 CHML.
A privacy expert is urging Hamilton City Council to slow down and take a second look about this idea about residential security cameras being pointed toward the streets. This is an interesting idea that was debated at council a couple of times now. Sam Marullo, the councillor for Ward 4, is the guy who is supportive of this motion. He joins us on the program to give us the wherefore and the why in this and address what the former privacy commissioner is saying. How are you doing this morning, Sam?
I'm doing well, Bill. Yourself?
Good, good. Listen, I got to say, just in the interest of full disclosure, I have always been supportive of CCTV from the time the city started doing this years ago. I think it's a great idea. And from that, and it's been in place for some time now, explain to us exactly where the idea came from to actually maybe use this as a tool that police can use now.
Well, thanks, Bill. And at the police presentation a couple of weeks back, Chief Gert made reference to the Tim Bosma trial and the fact that the reason why they were successful in that case was the fact that they were able to put together footage from CCTVs that were located for a fix to residential homes, and the fact that they had these pointed onto the public area, and they were able to piece together a series of actions which deduced who the person was responsible for the murder or murders. So in saying that, it begged the question at the time. I said, well, Chief Gert, it's really ironic that here we are praising these residents and praising the fact that this material was available to you to successfully prosecute this criminal, yet each one of those residents would be subject to a breach of the bylaw and potentially a conviction and fine, which to me is nonsensical. So in that vein, I asked him, would you endorse revisiting the bylaw in order to look at means of amending it to allow for the public viewing or CCTVs being panning in on the public aspect, not private. So not someone's front door, not someone's front yard, but simply sidewalks and the road itself. And he said absolutely that would be an important tool in ensuring that we have eyes throughout the city to enforce and to be reactive when a crime's been committed and to be proactive in providing a deterrent to anyone with any thoughts of breaking the law. But what's really important here, Bill, is that at present the bylaw is really toothless in that a bylaw officer can't even investigate a complaint because unless a resident voluntarily allows that bylaw officer to come in to take a look at the video, there's no way for him to actually gain access because they don't have the authority to have a warrant granted unless, of course, it's a police matter and a crime has been committed and a warrant's now issued. So any bylaw that can't be enforced needs to be off the books because it doesn't mean anything. So when the Privacy Commissioner tells us that this is not a good idea, what I think she or he fails to realize is that at present it's happening anyway. And it's a wild west, and they're pointing it wherever they want, backyards, front yards, and we're trying to create a realistic parameter and one that's more voluntary because, as I've said, it's unenforceable. So let's work with residents to ensure that their neighborhoods are safe. Let's work with our police services to create as many eyes out there as possible to be reactive, unfortunately, when a crime is committed, but more importantly, proactive in creating a deterrent.
Well, I had the chief on the show the other day, Sam, and we raised this, and he expressed some of the support that you've just talked about here, I guess repeating what he told you guys at the council, at the committee meeting. But there's a duality here that's in place here that I think has to be part of the conversation, and I just want to point it out to the listeners. It's one thing to have a bylaw that says, well, we can't do that because, you know, we won't want to point it at somebody else's residence, for instance. Yet I can walk down the street with my iPhone right now, and I can film anything I want, and it's not against the law.
Including in your vehicle.
Yeah.
I have a dash cam as well. So it's a nonsensical bylaw. And again, it's unenforceable. So why have something on the books that's unenforceable? Is it to give the impression of doing something? Well, I don't think bylaws are meant to be in place to give the impression that something is being done. We need something in place that's realistic. But more importantly, we need to create common sense bylaws, ones that actually mean something. And being able to video your front public yard, and I'm not talking private yards, I'm talking public. The sidewalk and the road should be legal. Anything short of that's really nonsensical.
Want to hear more? Download the podcast on iTunes or Google Play and listen to The Bill Kelly Show weekdays from 9 to noon on AM 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.